This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about everyone's favorite institutional slop, oatmeal. Do you have any memories of eating oatmeal when you were in prison?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that we're calling it oatmeal because I think that, like, some people would just call it porridge.
Which people?
Like oat porridge or oatmeal porridge. Is oatmeal...
I don't think anybody says oatmeal porridge.
No. Maybe in our Dickensian dreams.
I think maybe. I mean, we have Gemma from Scotland. Is that right?
Maybe she. Yeah, maybe she
they
would
call
say
it porridge.
Porridge
or something. That's
that
as much
a nice tongue rolling.
Yeah,
there.
It's as much Scottish accent as you're going to get out of me.
So my memories of oatmeal as a kid involve mostly instant oatmeal from a packet.
And this was a juvie, right?
Yeah, this was a juvie. Yeah, after I was caught shoplifting. Actually, when I shoplifted, I never got caught. I think we've established this about me.
What's the statute of limitations on that? Did I make that same joke last time?
I think you did. Yeah. I think you did. So anyway, instant oatmeal in a packet. I think that most of the time I would put brown sugar on it, but we did have a honey pot as a kid with, like, the little honey...
Really?
Yes. Like on the counter with, like, a little wooden honey dowel or whatever you call it.
I don't think I knew that was an actual thing. However, Iris, my daughter, and I recently had this conversation where every time we go out on the way to school in the morning, we see a robin with a worm dangling from its mouth. And we're like, this is the greatest. Like, isn't it awesome when you see an animal doing its stereotypical
nature
thing?
In all its wonder.
Right. And so I said, you know, what other animals doing stereotypical things of that animal would you like to see? And the first
bears
thing Iris came up with is, yes.
Putting their hands in honey pots.
In a honey pot. Yes, yeah. Like, we're going to go out in the forest and that's what we're going to see. Bear with a honey pot.
I was not a bear as a child, but I did have a honey pot.
But look how far you've come.
Anyway, and I do remember having, like, the sort of cardboard canister with the Quaker Oats guy on it.
Yep.
But I don't remember actually making oatmeal from scratch, so to speak, like that.
Maybe that was there for oatmeal cookies.
Maybe so.
Well, we have, Molly Weisenberg, this is your life, because we have a box of Quaker instant oatmeal here today.
Wow, I can't wait. Is it the plain kind or is it flavored?
It's flavored.
Are you serious? You
yes.
got the flavored kind?
I got the flavored kind because
God,
that's...
Nobody does that.
What? Everybody does that. I guarantee the flavored kind outsells the plain kind. 10 to 1.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
We got apple cinnamon, we got cinnamon spice, and maple brown sugar. My favorite was always the maple brown sugar. They're all terrible.
Okay. I can't wait. Ooh, gonna be so terrible. Hey, so how about you? Did you used to eat oatmeal in juvie?
I did. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the joint.
In the slammer?
Yep. In the pokey. And did you know orange is the new black? I heard that. I ate the packet stuff, always flavored.
Did you just pour it straight into your mouth like pixie sticks?
No, did you do that?
No, but I wonder what it's like. Can we try we can eating try some that, of it
yeah.
raw?
Yeah, now I do want to do that.
Ooh, I want to eat it raw.
Eat it raw. can that be our new slogan? And then this is Spilled Milk, the show where we eat it raw. And I'm sure I had homemade oatmeal at some point, but also I have the same memory as you, basically, that there was a canister. I remember a empty white room, and there was a canister and the man in a white coat. And I think the canister was probably mostly used for oatmeal cookies. I don't think we had a honey pot, though. So we're going to talk about the whole world of oatmeal, like the modern world of oatmeal. We've got steel cut oats. We've got fancy porridge, highfalutin oats.
But I want to tell our listeners that we're not going to talk about oatmeal cookies today, despite the fact that I think it's already come up twice in this episode. We are not going to talk about oatmeal cookies.
We're not going to talk about that thing we just talked about.
No more.
That's the bad news. The good news is we're going to do a whole oatmeal cookie episode in the future.
Yes, I can't wait.
All right, so let's gather up some oaty goodness and get to work.
Okay. We have just stirred up some Quaker instant oatmeal. I think the variety Matthew used was maple and brown sugar.
Yep.
And I was a little weirded out that, like, in this flavor variety thing, you get 4 packets of the maple and brown sugar, 4 of the apples and cinnamon, but only 2 cinnamon and spice. And they don't explain. It's just like... Nobody likes the cinnamon and spice.
Well, if nobody likes it, why is it in there at all?
I know.
I think the answer is that twice as many people like the other ones as the, I don't know. It's an odd combination.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got, I made some cinnamon spice with boiling water from a kettle, which is not how the package says.
Oh, wait, this isn't the cinnamon spice.
No, I'm sorry. Maple brown sugar. You were just...
Oh. Tastes like log cabin. That's disgusting.
Wow. You can really taste the logs.
it tastes like actual log cabin.
Okay. So we're tasting it dry.
It's very salty.
It is really salty.
It's really sweet.
Okay, I'm digging into the bowl.
Oh, it's so gloopy.
Yep, it's still bad.
Woo!
Is instant anything good? I mean, we did instant coffee. We didn't like it.
It's so maple-y.
Yep, we did fake maple-y.
And the oats are just like... mushy. They're like insipid. Can I say insipid?
You can. I don't know if I know what it means.
This is really only good for gluing things together.
But it's like very good for gluing things together. Yes. You know that commercial, the super glue commercial where like the person is glued to the iron bar above the city? They could use oatmeal for that.
Mm-hmm. So much cheaper than super glue. How much was this flavor variety pack?
It was kind of a lot. It was like between $4 and $5, I think.
Really? My gosh, when you could probably buy a whole thing of oats.
For like $2, yeah. Yes.
But then you don't get all the fake flavors.
All right, is instant anything good? Kool-Aid?
Instant. You know, I used to really like that Country Time lemonade mix.
Yeah.
Pink lemonade. But we haven't tasted it. I haven't tasted it lately.
We're going to do a lemonade episode, I think probably this summer, so we should definitely make that part of it.
Okay.
Can we eat some real oatmeal yet?
Yeah, but hold on. Let's just step back here and talk about what makes this instant. So what does an oat look like before it is rolled? Because most of the time we see oats, they're rolled, but that's not what they look like in their natural habitat.
They don't grow flat?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so how do they make... So they start as groats.
Does it look like a wheat berry?
Yeah, it looks like a wheat berry, like a little grain, kind of, you know, sort of the shape of a piece of rice.
Oh, and then they can separate, like, the bran, because you can buy oat bran.
You can buy oat bran.
Oh, my gosh, the wheels are turning now.
For making bran muffins, that sort of thing?
I guess so.
So then that little berry, which is like way too hard to chew by itself, you could make that into oatmeal, but it would be kind of the texture would be pretty intense, I think, if you used whole oat groats to make oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're most commonly rolled, which just means rolled between steel rollers. Rolled means rolled. Very helpful. Or they're steel cut.
I can see your wheels are really turning.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Steel cut. Okay, so what does that mean?
So it just means they're cut by... like steel knives into smaller pieces.
So they're just basically like chopped up so they cook faster.
Yeah, they're chopped up so they cook faster.
Easier to chew. And so when we talk about like quick cook or instant oats, which are different things, quick cook oats are sort of like rolled oats that are kind of chopped up a little bit. And I think of instant oats as being like nearly pulverized.
Yes. Now I...
But maybe I've got it wrong.
No, I think you've got it right. I think maybe the instant oats have been pre-cooked, but this is a guess.
Look how like totally flattened they are. I mean, they are like obliterated.
Right. So
they shouldn't call them instant. They should call them like bombed out.
Yeah. These oats have been through a lot. I feel bad about the things I said about them a few minutes ago. So the difference between like the 1 minute oats and the 5 minute oats is that the 1 minute oats have been flattened more and kind of chopped up into smaller pieces, and the 5 minute rolled oats are just kind of rolled.
So let's eat some more oatmeal.
Okay, we got a couple things here that we should taste. Okay, so we have two beautiful specimens of oatmeal here.
Ooh, boy.
I'm feeling a little gelatinous.
Yeah, can we talk about the sound that these were making as you were stirring them?
Well, I mean, first, let's start with the sound they make when you have cold oatmeal and you scoop it out of a jar container.
There's like a real suction kind of.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Like a cold pudding type of thing.
Oof, it's bad. It's really bad.
Is it, or is it really great?
Okay, the cold sound, I don't mind. The wet sound, I do mind. Like, there's a, like a...
Yeah. Like that sound we always make on the show when we're chewing.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so let's taste this one first.
Should we say what it is before we taste it?
Yeah, so this is a recipe for steel-cut oats from Megan Gordon's new book, Whole Grain Mornings. It's entirely steel-cut oats. It's 1 cup of steel-cut oats to 1 cup of whole milk and 3 1/4 cups water. And it's got a bit of kosher salt, I think maybe half a teaspoon. And it's got a tablespoon of sugar. But most importantly, the oats were toasted in butter prior
to cooking.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. So let's eat it. Is it this one?
It's that one.
Okay. So when I eat this at home, I usually eat it with maple syrup.
Oh, that's so good.
I really like it.
How do you feel about cooking with water versus cooking with cream?
Well, wow. I always prefer cooking with cream. No, I really like cooking oatmeal with a little bit of milk.
Me too.
I think it's important. I feel like this for me is a great basic steel cut oats. I mean, I'm not saying like it's, you know, if you're somebody who likes a whole lot of stuff going on with your oatmeal, by all means, feel free to add a whole bunch of stuff to it. But, I feel like this has sort of just the right amount of fat. It's got a toasty flavor.
And we should say steel-cut oats are the darling oats of the moment.
They are.
And with good reason, I think. Mm-hmm. They've just got texture in a way that rolled oats don't.
They're chewy.
They're the caviar of oats.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Matthew.
We already determined that I'm a super fancy snob.
How do you feel about cooking in water versus milk versus cream, I suppose?
We do have some... The reason I said cream is because we have a little pitcher of cream here because I love putting heavy cream on my oatmeal before eating it.
As opposed to after eating it.
I like to pamper myself.
Yeah, I like that about you. What's your normal method for making steel cut oats?
So my normal method is almost exactly the same as Megan Gordon's morning of oats.
Morning of oats.
That's the name
Megan,
of her book, right?
Consider changing the title of your book.
Do you think in that book, I mean, it's called Whole Grain Mornings. Does it have anything about like sleeping on a buckwheat hull pillow? That's a thing, right?
I'm sure she explores that in depth. She leaves no stone unturned.
Great.
No groat unground.
No groat
toasted. Yes.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Let's eat this other oatmeal before it gets cold because, oh my God, yes. Can we talk about how quickly oatmeal gets cold and weird
and
thick?
That's something I wanted to say because the thing about steel cutouts, let's talk about this after we taste the other oatmeal.
Great. Okay. This one's thicker. Whoa, that's so delicious and so salty. Woo! Woo, boy.
And I think deliberately so.
I mean, it's really delicious. I feel like it could be less salty.
Yeah, I do too. So the salty thing we're eating
Let's talk about that.
Is April Bloomfield's British porridge. Is that the name?
Wonderful flavor, though.
April Bloomfield's English porridge. April Bloomfield is the chef of The Spotted Pig and author of the book A Girl and Her Pig. It's a cookbook, not just a memoir. So her oatmeal, what makes it different is it's a 50-50, well, more like a 60-40 mix of steel-cut oats and rolled oats. So the idea is you cook it for like 20 minutes, and the rolled oats sort of fall apart and dissolve and make it very thick and unctuous. Can I say unctuous?
Unctuous.
And then the steel-cut oats provide the texture. So it is thick, and also she calls for a ton of salt. So it's like a teaspoon and a half of Maldon sea salt.
And what does this have in terms of water versus milk?
It is 50-50 water and milk.
I love the texture of this. And it's also getting kind of a lovely oat flavor, despite the fact that the oats aren't toasted beforehand, right?
Yeah, I was suspicious of this recipe for several reasons. First of all, because it came from a foreign country and I'm suspicious of foreigners. Mm-hmm. That's not it. That is not true at all. I wasn't sure whether the rolled oats would really add anything. They weren't toasted, and so there was no butter involved. But there's a lot of salt, and it really is a lot of salt. I think this could use some maple syrup or something to round that out, and definitely need some milk or cream on top.
Mm-hmm.
But the texture is awesome.
I'm kind of inclined to try. I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to do a hybrid version of these two, to cut back on the salt in April Bloomfield and to maybe toast the oats.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm interested in doing a hybrid version.
I might even try this and post it as a recipe developed post episode.
Yeah.
That would be a first
but
time.
But I won't be here to taste it. And we all know that
the show
you are not
lives
to be
and
trusted.
Dies on your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, so both of us made our oatmeal ahead, and I think oatmeal is good made ahead. I feel like it's never quite as good as right out of the pot when you make it.
Yeah.
But steel cut oats do take a long time. They're not a super spontaneous breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you have oatmeal at home, have you usually made it ahead?
Yeah, I honestly usually make it the night before.
Yeah.
Like I said, I usually do Megan's, and hers cooks for, I think, about 30 minutes. Anyway, I do it the night before. The texture is definitely best that night. Like the creaminess of it, the softness. It's really lovely. Are you getting me in this picture?
Yeah.
Great. I hope I look full of oats.
Yes, you look like you're feeling your oats.
Sowing my wild oats, even.
All of these things at once.
Yeah. Anyway, I find, though, that pretty much any oatmeal can be revived the next
with those paddles like on ER.
If the
clear.
Well, we talked about how the show lives and dies on my tongue. It can be revived the next morning.
The show can.
Yeah, the show can. But I generally find that I have to add a little splash of water to the oats when I nuke them.
Yeah, definitely.
In order to get that kind of creamy texture back.
Let's talk about toppings. So we've mentioned maple syrup and milk or cream, which I think are like the essentials.
Yeah.
I love brown sugar.
What about honey?
I am not super crazy about honey in general.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
I mean, except when I'm really like bearing out and I'm in the forest.
What else? Do you do dried fruit or fresh fruit? How do you feel about that?
I feel okay about it, but I rarely go beyond the basics at home. I'm kind of an oatmeal minimalist,
mm-hmm.
Probably dating back to my days in juvie.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked the warden for some dried fruit and got smacked around pretty brutally.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading up, so there was this slideshow recently on Serious Eats, which we'll link to, that had a great profusion of sweet and savory oatmeal toppings. And I have not really much explored the world of savory oatmeal, but it sure sounds good. They had
It does sound good, but yet when I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I want some oatmeal, I don't think I want savory oatmeal.
I feel like I could have it for dinner. I mean, Mark Bittman made the scallions and soy sauce oatmeal slightly famous a few years ago. They had one
How
that was like
I just hearing of this.
Brown butter and sage.
What?
Doesn't that sound great?
That does sound really good.
Like you'd make for a like a butternut squash ravioli, but put it on your oatmeal instead. Maybe even throw some roasted squash on there.
What?
I just revolutionized oatmeal.
Wow. I could see how like some crunchy bacon could also be good.
Yep.
I don't know. You know, every now and then, if I'm like at a hotel or something and they have oatmeal and they bring out a whole bunch of little bowls of things put on it, I'll really kind of get crazy.
You'll go to town.
And do a little bit of brown sugar and like a little bit of like walnuts and some raisins. And I'm always amazed by how much I enjoy
that. This is crazy to you? Brown sugar, walnuts, and raisins?
I'm kind of like you, Matthew, in that I'm a little condiment phobic.
Back up.
You yourself are just saying that you don't even like honey on your oatmeal, man.
You're right, but I can be a hypocrite, can't I?
Absolutely. I know some people who will like chop up raw apples and put that on their oatmeal. I like the idea of it. My thing is I kind of don't want fresh fruit touching something hot.
I really know what you mean.
You do?
I really do.
And I don't like fresh fruit in cereal either. Maybe I just don't like fresh fruit touching other things in the morning.
This is weird. I was like, as you started in on this, I was all set to make fun of you for another.
But we're like the same person.
But I didn't know I felt the same way.
Like if you had some delicious blueberries and you had some delicious granola, would you want the blueberries on the granola?
No, I don't think I would. But I would like blueberry syrup on oatmeal sounds good. Like just blueberries like cooked down a little bit.
I get that. I can get that. Yeah.
It wouldn't even have to be sweetened, I don't think.
I agree.
That is odd. I think I don't even have a theory. It's just the way it is.
It is just the way it is. Yep. Some things will never change.
Thanks, Bruce. That guy never. That was a
one-hit
wonder.
What about the Range?
Wasn't it?
You got to thank Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Thanks, the Range. Is the Range like a guy like the Edge? This never occurred to me before.
You know, did he start out his career with U2 being called the Edge?
I think he did.
Because I feel like if you don't just dive into that right away.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. From now on, I want to be called. The man.
Well, didn't I tell you about how I used to go to a hairdresser whose name was Tammy, and then she changed it to Giovanna?
I think you did mention
that.
And I
felt like the leap, it was like going from being Marvin to being the Edge. Like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't make the leap with her. I had to go to a different hairdresser.
Is the Edge's real name Marvin?
I don't know.
I knew at one point what his name was.
I don't think it is.
Let's say it is.
You know.
What's he going to do?
I bet he's a big fan of our podcast.
I think he is. Mm-hmm. The Edge, the Range, the Situation. If your name starts with the, we need you on our team. We're building a team for a secret project. Sign up.
Giovanna is going to be the lead singer of our secret project.
Oh, yes. All right. So I think that does it for oatmeal.
Yeah. I think that really, you know, we didn't talk about smooth or lumpy though. Like, do you like your oatmeal kind of chunky, or do you want it to be, like, kind of dribbling off the spoon?
I like it kind of chunky.
It's kind of chunky? Okay. I kind of go back and forth. I sort of find that when it's chunky, I like it a lot.
No, go on. I'm enjoying this.
When it's smoother and it starts to get cold, you can really see it going gelatinous.
Yeah,
that
is weird.
When it's kind of, like, liquidy.
Like you said, oatmeal gets cold too quickly. I don't know what accounts for this.
It must be the same thing that accounts for scrambled eggs getting cold too quickly.
Oh, that's so sad.
God, it's the worst.
Yeah, hot scrambled eggs are the best, and room temperature scrambled eggs are like
not as best.
Right. All right. On that sad note.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post recipes for Megan Gordon's steel-cut oatmeal and April Bloomfield's English porridge, and possibly some hybrid that gets developed in the future.
Indeed.
Although we're going to forget we said that as soon as this episode
ends. I think I might go home and do it later tonight, or maybe
tomorrow.
Might do it later tonight. Not with you. Want to clarify, we're not married.
Still not married. And you can find us
awkward about this.
And you can find us on facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where our relationship status is it's complicated.
You can leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, the review will be like 3 stars. Like, I just don't know whether they're married or not. I can't tell. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk Podcast, which from here on out wants to be known as the Spilled Milk Podcast.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. We are collecting. We've got our little UNICEF boxes, and we're collecting donations for the Bombed Out Oats Fund.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.